Thank you for downloading Olana's very first self-guided audio tour. To celebrate Olana's 50th anniversary of being saved from destruction, and to celebrate the work of all the individuals who have been dedicated to the preservation of this site, the Olana Partnership and Olana's New York State staff invite visitors to explore in a number of new ways. Join us as we celebrate the past and envision the next 50 years.
You have successfully activated the audio landscape tour of Olana. You will benefit from collecting the accompanying printed brochure and map that is available at the Olana Museum Shop. We encourage you to pause this recording here, collect the map, orient yourself, and then continue. If you have everything you need, then please begin. Number 1. Visitor Center, Plan of Olana, Context and Composition. Olana is the 250-acre creation of America's great landscape painter, Frederick Church. Frederick Church was born in 1826 and began work on Olana in 1860. He continued working on his masterpiece until his death in 1900. During Church's lifetime, his landscape served as both studio and inspiration for his art. And today, all of Olana, with its extensive collections, is the most intact historic artist's residence in the United States. "Consult the spirit of the place in all,"
wrote the poet Alexander Pope, who went even further.
"All gardening is landscape painting."
As a historic design landscape, Olana has a rare and exceptional sense of place, a genus loci. Frederick Church was the most famous artist of the Hudson River School, which is now considered to be America's first native art movement, and Olana exists today in the birthplace of that influential movement. Church first came to this region as a young man and painted using traditionally plein air techniques, the art of painting outdoors to represent the natural world. When viewed as a whole, the work of the Hudson River School artists form the aesthetic roots of American environmentalism today.
Frederick Church's Olana is a three-dimensional work of art, an early earthwork and American landscape garden, and very much an artist's creation. Similar to the way Church composed dramatic scenes on canvas and styled the rooms of his house at Olana, Church's landscape is a composition. Across 250 acres, Frederick Church created a series of scenes which masterfully combined architectural, agricultural, and naturalistic elements. Olana has roots in the picturesque style combined with 19th century parks and wilderness ideas. His composition of Olana includes native woodlands, open meadows, and pastures, varying architectural styles, a constructed lake, orchards, and cultivated gardens.
"I am busy landscape architecturing,"
wrote Church in 1887.
Olana's hilltop was shaped by Church around its 360-degree views, and the way to experience Church's creation is to move through Olana along the carriage roads he carefully designed over several decades. There are more than 5 miles of carriage roads at Olana, and all provide different experiences. A series of composed scenes. In Church's day, his family and guests and even strangers would travel along these roads, and this landscape tour is intended to guide visitors through Church's vision. Olana's landscape is not fully restored yet, but great progress has been made over the last few decades, and further restoration work continues today. This is made possible through the advocacy and private support from the Olana Partnership, which works cooperatively with the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation to protect, restore, and interpret Olana State Historic Site.
This tour will lead you out into Frederick Church's three-dimensional masterwork and it will culminate with a designed arrival experience at Olana's main house. This is what Church intended for his visitors, a theatrical and almost cinematic way to experience his art. Above all, Olana is an immersive experience, as if you're inside a Hudson River School painting.
Number 2. North Road, Top of Switchback, Roads and Landscape Architecture. Frederick Church designed and built more than 5 miles of carriage roads at Olana. This road system is a network of utilitarian routes which serve the needs of daily life at Olana, as well as pleasure drives for the church family and their guests. In the 19th century, Olana was experienced on foot, on horseback, and in carriages. In addition to horse-drawn carriages, Church was also known to import white donkeys from Syria, and guests would venture outdoors on donkey carts.
The roads at Olana were built over many years, and at times blasting was required to adapt to Olana's rocky hillsides. A visitor to Olana wrote,
"The expenditure of road building, and in otherwise bringing this huge, wild, steep mass of earth into suitable shape and condition, has been immense."
Church constructed the roads with a reddish-brown shale, which was quarried on site, and this native stone blended with the natural scenery of Olana. In 1871, Church wrote of Olana and his wife, Isabel,
"How many hundred forest trees have been set out in its parks lately, and above all, how the artist's beautiful wife has been seen riding across these red-veined hilltops upon a milk-white donkey."
Olana's North Road was a primary access route built in 1869, and it served as Olana's main entrance when approached from the city of Hudson. One could easily connect from Hudson to New York City, Boston, and other cultural centers. The Hudson River School artists celebrated nature, and entering along Olana's North Road was an immersion into a naturalistic and artistic scene. The north entrance began with a tree-covered stretch. It offers a pastoral view across the North Meadow, up Olana's open hillside, yet it offered little clue of Olana's singular architecture and sublime views.
This entry route was largely an internal experience, dense with native trees and shadowy woodlands. First-time visitors could only guess at the spectacular panorama which would unfold before their eyes when they reached the top of the hill.
As visitors ascended the North Road, the road assumed a switchback pattern, gently zigzagging back and forth. This elevated climb up Olana's wooded hillside served to heighten suspense. In 1892, a guest at Olana noted,
"The wonder and beauty of the mile-long avenue where we wound up and up around hairpin turns."
Drama and visual suspense were part of the arrival experience Church intended for his guests.
Much in the way Frederick Church is considered part of a school of landscape painters, he is also associated with a group of 19th century distinctly American landscape artists who understood that earth could be sculpted and planted to create varying scenes and effects. Landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted and architect Calvert Vaux, the co-creators of New York Central Park, were peers and colleagues of Frederick Church. In 1871, they helped to elect Church as a parks commissioner in Central Park. Olmsted wrote that,
"The public utility and devotion to art and the study of nature in a public service of this kind should be recognized, and Church seemed on the whole the most appropriate and respectable man to express this."
Central Park and other public landscapes often included carriage roads as part of a larger design plan, and similar ideas are expressed at Olana. Number 3.
Number 3. Ridge Road, Northeast View, Restoration and Protection. A decade ago, this section of Olana was dense with second-growth vegetation, and there were no far-reaching views. Since then, landscape restoration has progressed in several phases. The Olana Partnership and New York State Parks cooperated to restore the native meadows and open space, which were a feature of Frederick Church's original design. The Lower North Meadow area was restored in 2014 in collaboration with Nelson Bird Woltz Landscape Architects. This project was funded with a New York State Environmental Protection Fund grant. The Olana Partnership managed this project and raised private matching funds to complete the restoration work.
Without its views, Olana would not be a complete work of art. Large-scale design landscapes such as Olana combined elements similar to landscape painting, which artfully combine foreground, middle ground, and background elements. In this case, Olana's middle ground and background elements are often referred to as the view shed, what you can see in the distance from a particular location. In early Chinese gardens, this was also called the borrowed view. The importance of the integral view shed in Olana's design inspires the Olana Partnership. Other conservation-minded organizations work to protect these views and preserve Olana's authentic sense of place and maintain its historic integrity.
In the late 1990s, St. Lawrence Cement proposed to build an industrial cement plant complex along the ridge line directly northeast of Olana. This cement plant would have included the tallest structure between New York City and Albany. As a coal-fired operation, it would have affected woodlands throughout the northeastern United States. The Olana Partnership became a consulting party in the legal process and enlisted testimony from national art historians about the importance of protecting Olana's views and Church's historic intent. In 2005, amid protests from the Hudson Valley community and environmental organizations, St. Lawrence Cement abandoned the project.
Olana's views stretch east towards the Berkshires in Massachusetts and north over the city of Hudson toward the Green Mountains in Vermont. Directly north of Olana is Mount Marino, which was painted by a number of Hudson River School artists. This particular view was protected by Scenic Hudson in 2008 as part of a larger effort to protect the Olana Viewshed. This facing hillside was a prominent feature when Church created Olana, and it is now protected from development.
The Hudson River School artists were reacting in part to the encroaching industrial development of their day, and during Church's lifetime at Olana, there were attempts to construct utility lines to the north of Olana. Letters in Olana's archival collection show that Church was not pleased with these visual intrusions and sought improvements. In 1888, an American telegraph and telephone representative wrote to Church,
"I will arrange to have the changes made to harmonize with your views."
Number 4. Ridge Road, West View, History and Preservation. When Frederick Church created Ridge Road in 1884, he was also designing a way for visitors to move through his large-scale work of art.
"I have made about 1¾ miles of roads this season, opening entirely new and beautiful views,"
he wrote during this period.
"I can make more and better landscapes in this way than by tampering with canvas and paint in the studio."
Frederick Church was America's most famous landscape painter in the 19th century, and over his lifetime, his artistic exploration continued to evolve from 2 dimensions, landscape painting, to 3 dimensions, architecture and landscape design. Ridge Road provided a singular view over the Hudson River and the Catskill Mountain region, and this view always had particular meaning for Church. A painting of this scene hangs in Olana's main house today.
Frederick Church was born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1826. As a young man, Church's artistic talent was fully evident, and at the age of 18 he traveled to Catskill, New York to study with the painter Thomas Cole. Church settled with Cole and his family in 1845, directly across the Hudson River from this vantage point. Church learned much during his time with Thomas Cole, now considered to be the father of the Hudson River School art movement. Cole and Church would venture deep into the Catskill Mountains on sketching expeditions, and their close student-mentor relationship laid the foundation for Church's artistic exploration of trees, landforms, and sky in later years. Thomas Cole died in 1848, and Church's immersion into this Hudson Valley scenery drew him back to the region 12 years later. He continued his practicing of painting from observation in natural light.
The Hudson River has been called America's first river, and the Hudson Valley was an influential cultural region in Frederick Church's day. The river was a direct route to New York City, and it also served tourists who ventured north to experience the wonders of the natural world. The Catskill Mountain House was America's great wilderness hotel, a popular destination perched on a rock ledge on a high peak in the mountain range. Like Olana, it had sublime views, and it would have been visible across the valley from Olana on clear days. After years of neglect, it was intentionally burned down in 1963. Yet the hotel's rock ledge and the route for an early funicular railway which served hotel guests are still visible to the eye today. Hudson River School art and early landscape prints helped to foster early American wilderness tourism.
In the 1960s, Olana itself was nearly lost. At that time, when the last of Church's direct heirs died, places like Olana were misunderstood and underappreciated in the United States. Thomas Cole and Frederick Church were largely forgotten, and America had yet to rediscover the significance of the Hudson River School within its greater history. This was the era when the majestic Penn Station in New York City was destroyed, and Olana faced a similar fate. Olana was astonishingly intact in 1964, and its contents were tagged for dispersal and auction. The entire property was to be sold off and likely forgotten. Led by the art historian David Huntington, a grassroots movement formed and struggled to save Olana from destruction. Olana was ultimately saved in 1966 through a visionary coalition of private individuals and New York state government. One year later, in 1967, Olana opened to the public as Olana State Historic Site. Number 5. Ridge Road, Bethune House, Woodlands and Plantings. When Frederick Church created Olana in the 19th century, the Hudson River also served as a commercial corridor. The Hudson Valley region was an agricultural center. Farm produce, ice, timber, and other products were shipped down to New York City. Areas close to the Hudson River and parts of the Catskills had been largely deforested due to commercial uses. Hemlock trees in particular were cut down for use in the region's thriving tanning industry. When Church began to create much of Olana, the second-growth woodlands one sees today would not have existed.
The woodlands at Olana are an intentional part of its large-scale design, and Frederick Church's vision was to plant large stands of native trees throughout Olana. He said,
"For several seasons after I selected this spot as my home, I thought of hardly anything but planting trees, and had thousands and thousands of them set out on the southern and western slopes."
When some young trees didn't survive due to drought, Church would replant them. In contrast to the global eclecticism of Olana's main house, Church sought a naturalistic effect in his landscape, and he achieved this by working with native species, including maples, birches, hickories, hemlocks, chestnuts, pines, and oaks.
Planting trees enabled Church to frame particular views and to provide visual contrast to Olana's open meadows and fields. Trees also served as middle ground elements to blend with distant native scenery, and their branching shapes and leaf types contributed to Olana's overall aesthetic effect. Frederick Church was a follower of the great naturalist Alexander von Humboldt, and this was evident in Church's art. In his paintings, Church was famous for depicting vast climactic scenes while also incorporating exact botanical details seen in the natural world.
The western slope of Olana includes Bethune Road, an early switchback road added by Church in 1865, which connected visitors down closer to the Hudson River. Further up the hill, Olana's main house was sited by Church for its elevated vantage points. Over the last century, the hillside beneath the house began to overgrow, and the iconic Hudson River view from the main house had disappeared behind dense second growth and invasive vegetation. In particular, the view of river and mountains from Church's painting studio was largely obscured.
In 2014, the Olana Partnership began a restoration project on this hillside in cooperation with New York State Parks. A team of consultants, including a landscape historian and a horticulturalist, advised on a design plan based on Olana's archival information. Sustainability factors and Olana's use as a public park were also considered. In 2015, the invasive trees and plants were removed from the hillside, specimen trees were retained, and a native planting plan was implemented. Newly planted trees included redbud, witch hazel, birch, and sassafras, and the shrubs included dogwood, elderberry, and spicebush. More than 1,000 native ferns were planted. In the coming years, this hillside will naturalize, and today the Hudson River is again visible from the main house and its surrounding areas. Views that back up towards Olana's architecture from distant vantage points have also been restored.
Number 6. South Road, Farm and Lake. Frederick Church married Isabel Carnes in 1860, and they purchased a 126-acre farm as a retreat from city life. This property comprised the southern half of what would ultimately become Olana's 250 acres. They built Cozy Cottage in 1861. Designed by the firm of noted architect Richard Morris Hunt, this farmhouse survives today as the offices of the Olana Partnership. By 1867, Frederick Church wrote that he had constructed 10 distinct buildings, and these structures included barns, a wagon house, an ice house, and several small sheds in the farm complex.
Frederick Church first referred to his property as the farm, and his late teacher's son, Theodore Cole, helped to manage the operation early on. In later years, Frederick and Isabel's son, Louis Church, grew more involved with Olana's farm. This farm was both working and ornamental. It supplied food for the Church family and friends, and Frederick Church was also known to paint there. The orchards included apples, cherries, pears, plums, and peaches. In 1868, Theodore Cole wrote to Frederick Church,
"You have the best peach orchard in this part of the country."
2 years later, Church wrote,
"The farm is magnificent. Such a show of bloom the world never saw."
The Church family also grew strawberries, raspberries, currants, and grapes. Farm animals included cows, horses, oxen, and beef cattle. In addition to mules and donkeys, chickens were raised, and at different times, pigeons, white geese, and peacocks could be seen at Olana. Even though the farm didn't always turn a profit, Frederick Church kept it operational throughout his lifetime. A 1.4-acre kitchen garden was located directly south of today's Wagon House Education Center, and it provided the church family and guests with a diverse selection of vegetables and flowers for cutting. Plans are currently underway to restore Olana's farm, including the historic kitchen garden and the big main barn.
Olana South Road climbs up its hillside and provides sweeping views over the park and lake. The park is an intentional meadow, planted with trees amid native grasses and perennials for a pastoral effect. And this open space enables composed views between Olana's main house above and the lake below. This 10-acre lake was dug by shovel, and in Church's day it was sometimes called artificial. Originally a swampy marsh, Church attempted to grow cranberries before transforming this area into the expansive reservoir seen today. Constructed before machinery existed, Church created the lake by having muck excavated and through building a dam. Church spread this nutrient-rich muck over his fields and used it to establish newly planted trees. The lake was used for irrigation and recreationally by the Church family for swimming, boating, and skating. When viewed from the main house, Olana's lake is also an aesthetic feature in Church's large-scale design. Its shape echoes the distant contours of Imbacht Bay in the Hudson River. Circling the lake is Olana's Lake Road, designed by Church so that visitors could experience composed views across the lake from many vantage points. Today, the health of the lake is monitored by New York State Parks. The lake was dredged over a decade ago, and invasive plants have been periodically removed to maintain a clear, reflective surface. Number 7. Studio Site, Art and Views. Frederick Church was America's most famous painter in the 19th century. He traveled near and far to explore the natural world and to express his vision of nature and dramatic landscapes on canvas for the broader public to see. During these outdoor painting excursions, he would create numerous sketches and studies. He was known for his speed and his passion for detail. His studies often included written phrases, reminders about the color and effect of natural elements such as trees, rocks, atmosphere, and light. These notes and sketches were brought back to his painting studio, where he would newly compose and rework a particular scene through oil paint on canvas. Church's famous paintings such as Niagara and Heart of the Andes were massive in size and composition for Church's era, and he would often design his own frames to further heighten a painting's impact on the viewer.
In 1865, Frederick Church built a freestanding painting studio near the highest point of the property he owned at that time. He later acquired the entire hill so that he could create all of Olana. Church chose this site for its panoramic views east, south, and west, and this studio location included a view of the Hudson River and the Catskill Mountains, a view he would paint many times. Church had sketched from this approximate site when he was much younger, studying with his mentor, Thomas Cole. In 1846, he wrote to Cole,
"The recollection of the Blue Mountains is as fresh and vivid to me as the day I last saw them."
The views from Olana impressed Church so much that in 1867 he wrote,
"I am appalled when I look at the magnificent scenery which encircles my clumsy studio and then glance at the painted oilcloth on my easel." Church's first and primary studio was in the 10th Street Studio Building in New York City. As America's first facility designed solely to serve the needs of artists, this was the center of the New York art world in the 19th century, and Church was very much at the center of this world. He would sometimes view a painting in both his New York studio and his studio at Olana before he perfected a finished work. The studio at Olana was a retreat and a destination. This freestanding structure existed for 23 years and was dismantled after Church built the studio wing as an addition to Olana's main house in 1888. The original stone foundation for this studio exists today beneath the grass. New York State Parks conducted an archaeological study of this site in 1993 and a survey of the building's footprint. At the time, items such as paintbrushes and an exotic bird food tin were discovered, and these were added to Olana's extensive collection managed by the New York State Historic Preservation Office.
Directly south of this location is Crown Hill, a peak within Olana's larger designed landscape. Church created Crown Hill Road in 1884 to bring visitors up for a view over Olana itself. At the time, Emma Carnes, Church's mother-in-law and a frequent visitor to Olana, wrote,
"Mr. C is making another drive, thinks it's a secret."
From this elevated location, one could see the farm, the original painting studio, and the main house, all part of his artist-designed landscape. This composed view is a great example at Olana of Church's expertise in landscape art. Until recently, Crown Hill had overgrown and the view had completely disappeared. The Olana Partnership and New York State Parks worked collaboratively to complete the first phase of landscape restoration on Crown Hill, and in 2013, this significant view reemerged. Number 8. Summer House Site, Architecture and Design. In 1886, the historic plan of Olana was created by Frederick Church's son, Frederick Joseph Church. The plan depicts the totality of Olana as a landscape composition, including the approximate locations of all buildings and structures, the winding contours of the carriage roads, woodland and meadow areas, the lake, and different agricultural zones within the larger farm. This large watercolor drawing fully documents Frederick Church's entire vision for Olana's 250 acres, and it has been instrumental in the contemporary interpretation and restoration of Olana's larger landscape. The elements within this plan are considered more or less accurate, yet there is one mystery. A structure labeled Summer House, located on an open knoll between Olana's main house and the lake. Olana State Historic Site lacks documentary evidence to describe what this structure looked like, its design or form.
Summer houses were landscape features in early American gardens and public landscapes, such as New York's Central Park. Their designs ranged from rustic structures to elaborate and fanciful follies. The noted 19th century Hudson Valley landscape designer Alexander Jackson Downing believed that summer houses served three purposes. They provided shelter and resting places, they were sited to command great views, and they were ornamental focal points within gardens. This location at Olana would have achieved all three.
From Olana's summer house location, one could view the lake below, as well as Church's Persian-inspired house above. The main house at Olana is a globally eclectic artist's creation, but it was also designed to connect the church family and visitors to surrounding naturalistic scenes. The main house windows are all different shapes and carefully frame naturalistic views. In 1871, Church wrote,
"The house will be a curiosity in architecture, and the picture from each window will be really marvelous."
The main house also has several open rooms and outdoor living spaces, which further connected the church family with nature. There is a half-round porch facing west and a windowed studio tower room on the second floor. A long open piazza stretches across the studio wing, providing southern and western views. The ombra is a recessed loggia, which frames Olana's iconic Hudson River view from the central court hall. The bell tower is an open-air room above the second-floor bedrooms, providing sublime views through brick arches. At the very top of the house, accessible through a trap door and crowned with four Japanese teapots, is Olana's crow's nest, with 360-degree views of the greater Hudson Valley region and beyond. In the 19th century, the writer Mark Twain, Church's friend and a visitor to Olana, described Olana as the exalted hill of art. In the 20th century, the art critic Robert Hughes called Olana a viewing platform toward the American sublime.
An open meadow surrounds Olana's summer house location. The meadows at Olana are also an aesthetic component within a larger design. Their open space provides contrast within Olana's landscape garden, and these fields change throughout the year. In 1891, a visitor to Olana wrote,
"No daisy is allowed to be pulled, no cat's tail, and as for goldenrod. The other day we drove miles to get some yellow daisies and sweet fern, when there were prairies of it all around about here. But that would have despoiled the place, taken a little from its beauty."
Today, New York State Parks monitors these meadows for invasive species so that native species can thrive. Number 9. Final Approach, Arrival and Progress. All of Olana is considered a landscape garden, but within this, there are several distinct garden areas. The mingled flower garden is a later addition at Olana. In Church's day, it would have contained over 100 species of flowers, both perennials and annuals, as well as various rose bushes. Church was a world traveler and also liked to introduce foreign seeds, such as morning glory. He wrote,
"The most superb morning glory I ever saw, of a heavenly blue, very large but delicate as a spider's web."
Isabel Church was directly involved with this garden, which would have been a source for cutting and arrangements in the main house. The placement of this garden is intentional. It abuts a warm south-facing wall, is convenient to the main house, yet it remains invisible from above, so that distant, more naturalistic views are maintained. The Olana Partnership funds the maintenance of this flower garden. The rustic benches near this garden are reproductions based on an early sketch by Church and early photographs in Olana's collection. These benches are made available for public use through private donations to the Olana Partnership.
The large stone retaining wall above the garden is a significant architectural feature. Its spiraling form elevates the carriage road during the final approach to the main house. This is part of a designed arrival experience for visitors. Due to the weather and other factors, the 215-foot stone retaining wall had deteriorated over many decades, and the Olana Partnership recently managed its full restoration with New York State Parks and an expert team of consultants. Completed in 2015, this restoration project was made possible through a New York State Environmental Protection Fund grant and private matching funds.
Calvert Vaux, the architect and co-creator of New York Central Park, worked with Church on the main house. It was an artistic collaboration, and the ultimate design reflects the combined talents of these two artists. The main house is part of Olana's landscape, and the landscape is an integral part of Olana's main house. The two cannot be separated. While Church's house design appears to be exotic, its exterior is constructed from native stone, quarried on site, and the entire house was built by local craftsmen. Early photographs show that the broad eastern windowless wall would have been covered with vines, and future research may determine whether certain vines can be re-established in a controlled way to restore a more integrated and naturalistic effect.
The semicircular east lawn was constructed when the main house was built. Design work has begun to re-establish lawn perimeter plantings of native trees and shrubs, which will guide and frame views when arriving at the main house, as Church intended. Based on archival research, the eastern and southern facades of the house transitioned seamlessly to a terraced lawn, and the house itself appeared slightly elevated, surrounded by sculpted green grass. Restoration projects such as this are part of a larger design plan, a future vision for Olana's 250 acres, which was completed by New York State Parks, the Olana Partnership, and a team of landscape architects in 2015. Number 10, Main House, Atmosphere and View Shed. In 1869, Frederick Church referred to Olana as the center of the world. Standing at the top of Olana's hill today, visitors can still experience a largely unchanged view of what Church experienced nearly 150 years ago. The big view from Olana conveys earlier ideas of manifest destiny, an American identity tied to wilderness and scenic beauty, spiritually connected to nature and the sublime. Olana connects visually to the vast landscape where distinctly American art was defined and continues to be celebrated. Places like Olana have the power to inspire visitors with a sense of awe and wonder. The art historian David Huntington, who led the charge to save Olana from destruction in the 1960s, wrote,
"Olana is the monument of Emerson's, Thoreau's, and Whitman's America." Olana's landscape includes atmospheric and climactic effects, which can be seen for miles across the valley into the mountaintops. Seasonal and sometimes surprising weather patterns, fog, and flamboyant sunsets often contribute to the experience of being at Olana.
"We are having splendid meteoric displays,"
Church wrote in 1870.
"Magnificent sunsets and auroras, red, green, yellow, and blue, and such in profusion, I have actually been drawn away from my usual steady devotion to the new house to sketch some of the fine things hung in the sky."
Frederick Church was able to see art in the drama of nature and on canvas, and in the creation of Olana, he was able to translate nature into a form of dramatic art.
In 1977, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the Power Authority of the State of New York held hearings on siting a massive nuclear power plant along the Hudson River directly in Olana's main view. On certain days, the plant's vapor plume would have obscured views of the Catskill Mountains from Olana. During legal hearings, Olana's views played a role. A winter scene painting by Frederick Church of the view in question served as evidence. This painting hangs quietly in the east parlor of Olana's main house today. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission ultimately recommended denial of a construction license for the proposed nuclear power plant. This was the first and only time that such a recommendation had been made on any grounds, let alone environmental or aesthetic.
The totality of Olana, the house, the collections, the landscape and the views have been preserved through much effort over many years by many people. The desire to save Olana started in the 1960s, and it has continued over a half century by new generations of supporters. Waves of protection and interpretation and restoration indoors and out. Visitors, dedicated volunteers, staff, and donors have all been inspired in some way by the legacy of Frederick Church, the artist. In particular, resources have been directed toward protecting the integral landscape beyond Olana's historic boundary, the Olana Viewshed. This has been the work of partner organizations such as Scenic Hudson, the Open Space Institute, the Columbia Land Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, and the Audubon Society. All have joined with the Olana Partnership, the New York State Historic Preservation Office, and private landowners to safeguard Olana as a vital resource for the region. To date, nearly 3,000 acres have been strategically protected within Olana's historic viewshed on both sides of the Hudson River. This work continues today with an eye toward future generations.